Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, caretakers and secretaries across the country are protesting today. And although they are now being paid directly by the Department of Education, most are not classified as public servants. So should secretaries and caretakers be afforded the same entitlements as teachers? I'm joined on the line now by Andy Pike from FORSA. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
And you too. So tell us, Andy, what are your members calling for?
Well, they're calling for the same pension arrangements to apply to them in their schools as apply to their colleagues, their teachers and S&A colleagues, because the school employs all of them, mm-hmm. but only teachers and S&As are allowed to access the public service pension arrangements, whereas secretaries and caretakers in the same school are not. And that creates a two-tier employment system across more or less 90% of the schools in the country. So members are looking for the same treatment as the government provides by way of access to an occupational pension that they give to a teacher or an S&A. And they don't see why they shouldn't be treated with equality and be treated in the same manner.
I mean, they have admitted that they are a vital part of the school. I mean, anybody, I'm a parent of three children, one just finished secondary school and the other two still in primary school. I know that nothing gets past the secretary or nothing leaves the school without the secretary looking over it. And also the caretaker is the person who opens up and closes the school every day. They are vital staff members of the school.
Well, they are. I mean, the caretaker is the person who opens the school and closes it at the end of the day. And the secretary deals with almost everything that needs to be done in the school. Everything has to go through the secretary's office. Mm-hmm. And the point our members are making is for years and years and years, they've been doing public service work, but they've never been recognised as being a public servant. And if that applied to everybody in the school, fair enough. But the teachers and the S&As do get that recognition quite rightly. And our members are now saying it's about time the government recognise them as well.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I suppose you're looking for to be the exact same. But is the pension the thing that this is really hooked on? Or is it the other stuff, sick leave, bereavement leave, all of the other entitlements too? Or is it the pension that what your members really, really want?
It's really the pension that's the most important thing, because that gives you the recognition and the knowledge that, if not immediately, certainly in a short while down the line, you will be treated in the same way as all of the other staff working in the school. So the pension is the focus, but there are some issues around leave. For instance, bereavement leave. If you suffer a bereavement, your mum dies, your father dies, or a close relative, if you're a public servant, you get an allocation of bereavement leave. If you're a secretary or a caretaker, you get nothing. So in the same school, unfortunately, an S&A might experience a bereavement. They get the correct allocation of bereavement leave for a public servant. In the next week, if the secretary or the caretaker has a similar unfortunate bereavement, they get no leave whatsoever. So there are some other inequalities like that we think need to be addressed.
Yeah, there are. I suppose when they are all appointed by the boards of management and they're all paid by the Department of Education, it should all be the same. Also on the line, Eric is there. Good afternoon, Eric. Is Eric gone? Eric there? Hello, Eric.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Eric. Good afternoon to you. So you're an assistant principal and a member of AIN2.
Yes.
Good afternoon to you. So what are your thoughts on the protests?
AIN2 are fully behind the secretaries and caretakers. I'm an assistant principal in the school. And in case anyone had any opinion otherwise, they are vital. They're absolutely essential to the running of the school. Literally this morning, I was involved with our caretaker. He has to come in on Sunday to help the local rugby club play a match on our school grounds. So he's coming in on Sunday, opening the school from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock to help the local club. These are the types of things. When there was a big storm last year and a tree fell across and blocked our whole driveway, and we thought we'd be out of school for a couple of days. The kids were delighted, by the way. The caretaker was in the following day with the chainsaw, got the tree surgeons in, and the whole thing, we were ready to go within 24 hours. These are the types of things they do. They are so vital. Like you mentioned, and like your previous contributor said as well, the secretaries in the school, they have to know everything that's going on. It's their job to know everything. Everything from the IT skills, the rules and regulations, the wages, literally knowing the families of all the students, knowing the backgrounds. They have to be carers when a young lad or a young girl comes to the office that's sick or hurt. They have to know when a young lad is or a young girl is messing and trying to get out of school. They have to be so smart, and it's not fair and it's not reasonable that they are not compensated and have the same entitlement and the same rights that the teachers, of which I'm one, and the SNAs have. So for that reason, it's perfectly clear to all of us in AIM2 that this group of people should be afforded the same rights as everybody else.
And Eric, if this strike was to go on and on, I mean, the schools would grind to a halt, really, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. Already, I'm hearing of schools that are reducing the number of classes that are in. So, look, at the new time of the year, a friend of mine teaching in Wexford was telling me that they're only bringing first years and leaving certs in if this isn't resolved. So, and this is no good. Parents are now back. Parents are back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Primary school kids. So the school holidays finished quite early this year, but now it looks like they might be extended if this isn't solved. And it reflects poorly on the minister, I'll be honest. The minister had all summer. We had 2.5 months to resolve this. The union, for the union, let it be known that action would take place when schools went back, and nothing was done for most of the summer, and no resolution was achieved, which reflects poorly on the minister.
Yeah. Some texts in here to 087 1400 106. What about school cleaners? They have a hugely important job to do in the school, but I feel that they're looked down upon. Another text in here says, there was a time a school caretaker's job was part-time and glorified FOSS scheme. Now they are looking for public sector pensions. Give me a break, for goodness sake. Wow. So that's, I think, a rare text and listener who is not in agreement with yourself, Eric, or Andy, our previous caller. Cathy is also on the line there. Good afternoon, Cathy.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Very good, Cathy, this Friday afternoon. You're a secretary and you're at the protest at the moment.
I am indeed. I'm down here in Marlborough Street outside the Department of Education. There's a huge crowd here and we're making our voices heard.
Okay, so what is the atmosphere like?
Oh, it's great. Everybody there. Everybody was buoyed by yesterday's rally outside a government building. And that was a national rally. And today our different groups have gone to departments of education across the country, including here in Marlborough Street and down in Athlone and other parts of the country as well. So the protest continues today.
Yeah, the crowds were much bigger than they expected yesterday.
Yes, well, we expected it. We knew the support of our members. We knew they would all turn up. And we know we have great support from our school community, our teachers, principals and parents. So we were thrilled yesterday. We were absolutely thrilled.
Looking at some of the coverage, I saw one of the signs that read, "I'm worth more than a box of chocolates." And that was being held up high by a school secretary at the rally yesterday. And it's a good line, isn't it?
It's a brilliant line, because that's what's happening. Secretaries are leaving after 20, 30, 40 years service with simply a box of chocolate and a big thank you.
I think.
Whereas teachers and SNAs will have a full lump sum and a full public service pension. And it's just not fair. Many women have put in years and years and years of dedicated service to schools, and their colleagues can see the work, what they do. The parents see the work, what they do. And so they deserve public service status. They deserve pension.
I think that was a surprise to many of the public, and I'm including myself in this, that to find out that someone who's done 20, 25 years or 30 years as a school secretary doesn't have the pension. I mean, I was shocked by that this week.
Yeah, I can tell you teachers were as well. A lot of them just assumed, because we work alongside them, we do different but equally as valuable work, and they assumed that we were treated the same way. A lot of them were absolutely flabbergasted to see that we weren't. They don't see any difference. I wish that for Hoffman didn't.
Okay, so you're in this for the long haul, Cathy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we deserve it. We absolutely deserve it. The amount of work secretaries and caretakers put in every day. This is a job that has evolved over the last 10, 20 years. It has evolved from paperwork and answering the phone. Now there's technology, there's returns, there's governance, there's regulations, all of which we have to deal with on top of other work as well. So we do public service work and we deserve public service status.
Okay. Andy, go back to you there. So where do you see all this going, Andy? Has Andy gone again? Andy might be gone.
No, I'm not. I'm here.
You're there.
I'm on the line.
Oh, sorry, there you are, Andy. Where do you see this going?
Well, hopefully towards a resolution. Hopefully the government will sit down and start negotiating with Forster and sort out an outcome that everybody is happy with. But there's no sign of that today.
But I suppose the WRC said the two sides are so far apart. We both will have to come back or come forward a bit.
Well, we attended the WRC and the government side didn't put any proposals forward. They didn't tell the WRC really what their position was. So they've got to make up their mind what they want to do. We're available for talk should they want to sit down with us. What we're asking for is that they confirm that they will bring secretaries and caretakers into the pension arrangements. We don't need a final agreement with facts and figures to call off the strike. All they have to do is agree to sit down and talk about how secretaries and caretakers will get access to the pension, not if.
It must buoy you up as well to hear that other teachers' unions, the ASTI, TUI and the INTO, they've instructed their members not to carry out the duties and the tasks that are done normally by secretaries and caretakers. So, you know, you have their backing too.
Well, that's correct. They've advised their members that so long as the strike is happening, their members should not undertake the duties of a caretaker or a secretary who's out on strike. And that's been very helpful, and it's a demonstration of the support that this campaign has.
I mean, it seems that you have the support of absolutely everyone, bar this the one text, I'm sure you heard me read it there, that they shouldn't, a caretaker shouldn't get public sector pension.
Well, look, people will have different opinions, but the opinion that's being verbalised today and the sentiments that are out there seem to suggest that there is wide-scale support for this campaign. But the most important thing is to treat secretaries and caretakers fairly.
Mm-hmm. Mark is also on the line. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
How are you doing?
So, Mark, are you in support or not in support of this?
I'm neither, but the question that I would ask is, mm-hmm. these people are not qualified as teachers. So the question I would ask is, should a nurse get paid the same as a consultant? And they signed the contracts when they got employed, and now they're trying to change the terms and conditions. That's my question.
I suppose it's not the exact same. It's just, it would be access to a pension that would reflect their salary, a public sector pension.
But that's fine. They can make a contribution to their pension then, like everybody else does in the private sector.
Okay. So do they earn enough? I go back to you, Andy. Do you know off the top of your head, what is the average salary of a secretary and the average salary of a caretaker?
Well, the average salary of a secretary, they're mostly part-time. So the average salary would probably be around 25,000, between 25 and 30,000. Mm-hmm. And most caretakers have part-time hours. Their salaries are considerably lower. Many of them are on 13 or 14 euros an hour. They're very poorly paid. I think what the caller is alluding to is, are the secretaries and caretakers asking for the same pensions as teachers? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. The public service pension for them would be a small top-up on top of the state pension, and it reflects their earnings at the point of retirement. So it's different for different grades. That's the way it works. And public servants do make contributions to their pension schemes.
Okay, so what you were saying is it's access to as opposed to the exact same. It's access to.
Yes.
So another message here. My husband worked for 44 years in industry and all he got was a food hamper. Work conditions vary from job to job. You know what they are when you sign the contract and you take the job. So that's obviously someone talking about their husband was a caretaker. Another one says, where is the money for school secretaries to come from? Fairness, massively valuable benefit. What about private sector workers paying a lot of PRSI? I'm sure that person's getting it. A two-tier system. Why? Because there are two tiers. Teachers are academically qualified to teach. Secretaries and caretakers are popular. They have valuable skills, but are completely different tier. Automatic public sector pension entitlement is not a given. And that is from Greg in Dublin. Thanks for that, Greg. And another message here. What would secretaries and caretakers be happy to apply for their jobs via the public jobs process? I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. They have to go through the same process that teachers go through too, anyway, to get their job. Thanks to all the callers on that. We don't see an end in that coming anytime soon, but they do seem to have the backing and the support of the majority of, as you say, teachers, parents, and the country in general.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.